Hey guys, I'm Pranav.
And I'm Sasha.
And we're the Quarantines. Today's topic is about epidemiology.
Epidemiology is the study of the distribution and causes of health-related events in specified populations.
Epidemiologists use different methods like surveys, observational studies, and experiments to help the community.
Exactly. These scientists work tirelessly to measure different aspects of a pandemic.
Sasha, what are the different aspects of a pandemic?
I think the number one factor of a pandemic is transmission, which is any mode or mechanism by which an infectious agent is spread through the environment or by another person.
Oh, I get it. So, coronavirus is transmitted by the air.
Exactly, and it's different for each virus. For example, malaria can be through mosquitoes, and of course, coronavirus through the air. And these lead to cases.
So cases are people who have a disease, and they're based on a standard set of criteria that is determined by epidemiologists. So they will have particular symptoms or health conditions that epidemiologists check for.
Exactly. You mentioned the word health condition. And this is actually after the incubation period. The incubation period is from the time a virus or bacteria is inside a person's body until the first symptoms develop. So these health conditions usually arrive after the incubation period, which is generally 3 to 7 days after a virus infects.
So if there are many cases in an environment, is that a pandemic, Sasha?
Not necessarily. These terms actually distinguish between the severity of different diseases. So this would refer to an endemic. So this means that the disease is constantly there, or an infectious agent is within a population of a certain geographical area. An example of this is the common cold, since it's always there, and it can be found in hot spots around the world.
Oh, I see. So another type would be an epidemic, which refers to an increase in the number of cases of a disease above what is normally expected in the specific area. An example of that would be the Ebola epidemic in 2014, right?
Exactly. You might have also heard the term epidemic in the early months of the coronavirus, but it was just in a few countries.
So what's the difference between an outbreak and an epidemic?
Very similar, but they are pretty different as well. So an outbreak does carry the same definition, but is often used for a more limited geographical area. Like for example, recently there was a plague outbreak in California, but we wouldn't necessarily coin the term epidemic to it since it's only in one area.
So a pandemic then refers to an epidemic that is spread over several countries or continents and it affects a large number of people.
Yes, I'm sure you've heard the term pandemic a lot in the news lately because we are actually experiencing one right now. Since it is in all, I think, basically every country and every continent. But of course, a pandemic can reduce with control, which is a reduction in the incidence, prevalence, or mortality of an infectious disease to a locally acceptable level.
Cool, I've also learned about elimination, which is a reduction to zero cases in a specific geographical area. And I've also heard of eradication, which is a permanent reduction to zero worldwide. And an example of that would be like smallpox. A few ways that epidemiologists can record information are in epidemic curves. This type of curve displays the number of cases during an epidemic.
Oh, is this what they were saying when they said flatten the curve for coronavirus?
Exactly, Sasha. From epidemic curves, epidemiologists can infer what the spread of the disease was, if certain measures work in combating the outbreak, and an overall sense of how large the outbreak of the disease is. These will help epidemiologists find effective countermeasures to stop the spread.
Another tool that epidemiologists frequently use is called contact tracing, which can help slow the spread of infectious diseases by alerting people around a person who has symptoms. I'm sure you have gotten many news notifications that the governor of New York has proposed one. I think there's also one in California. And even iPhones have an app that can help you determine whether you've been exposed to the coronavirus. So the health department asks each person with COVID-19 about people with whom they've recently had close contact. Officials then quickly, within 24 hours, alert people who are close contacts they may have been exposed to. Of course, officials don't share the name of the person who may have exposed them to protect their privacy, which makes the contact tracing process anonymous and confidential.
With that, thank you guys so much for listening. Next week, we're going to be talking about the Ebola virus.
Yes, thank you so much for listening, and make sure to stay home and listen to our podcast instead of going out.